You're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Rock climbers from around the world come to Squamish to scale the granite face of the Stawamish Chief. The panoramic view from the top can also be reached by a hiking trail through Stawamish Chief Provincial Park. Now, if a proposal by the Sea to Sky Gondola Corporation goes through, a gondola will be built from the valley floor to the ridge. Gwen Barley is policy director for the Wilderness Committee, who opposed the project, and Gwen joins me now by phone. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
What's the scope of the gondola project that's being proposed for the chief?
Well, it's a pretty big project. It's 820 meters from the base right up to the line goes up. The gondola would go up between the chief and Shannon Falls, and then it would land on a wooded ridge. I think it's Mount Habrich. And so it's a fairly significant project there. With the proponents are planning on having a restaurant, a gift shop, an interpretive center for people. I believe it would be a 7-minute ride. And one of the concerns from the Wilderness Committee's perspective, when this project was being proposed, a lot of people didn't realize that it would require a boundary adjustment in the Stawamish Chief Provincial Park, and it actually would require land being removed from the park. And you would have a 1 kilometer long swath going through the park that the proponents want to remove, and they want to be able to put 7 of the 12 gondola towers built within that park. And of course, parks, provincial parks were created to protect them from development. So the Wilderness Committee is concerned about the precedent it would set. And I was very, very surprised that BC Parks has had no consultation with the public, and they're planning no public meetings.
Wow.
And, of course, the park was created, I guess it was in 1997. It's a 517-hectare park. It protects the amazing the cliffs that you see when you're driving into Squamish. You see 700-meter tall, these beautiful, gorgeous granite cliffs, and the Stawamish Chief Provincial Park protects those cliffs.
Yeah, let's talk about that a bit, because I've actually hiked the chief a couple of times up from the back, going from Shannon Falls and then over to the chief. So it sounds like that gondola would actually sort of bisect the route that I would normally take going to climb up to the chief. Walk up to the chief.
Yeah, it's not going up the face of the chief. Before, there was a proposal in 2004, and the proponents wanted to put a gondola right up the face of the chief, and people understandably went crazy. And that proposal was pushed aside. And so this is going to, wouldn't have the same visual impact. It would be to the side of the amazing granite cliffs. But you'd still see it, definitely. And Wilderness Committee probably wouldn't even be getting involved in this debate if it weren't for the fact that the proponents, which is, I think, their Sea to Sky Gondola Corporation, that they want to remove land from a Class A provincial park that was established in 1997 after considerable public consultation. And so we're saying, you know, parks, provincial parks were created for a purpose, and that purpose was to protect them from development and development pressures. And it's worrisome if you have the BC government that suddenly capitulates to this proponent. And again, the big thing is no public meetings, no public consultation. And BC Parks, I believe, owes it to the public to have a consultation when you're having parkland removed from a Class A park at the behest of a private developer. And we definitely, at the very, very, very least, we need to have public consultation.
What kind of impacts would the running a gondola up there between those two parks have on the adjacent parks?
Well, the big impact is, again, you're having 7 towers in the park itself, and then you'd have to log. They'd evidently be putting in the towers by helicopter, and they say that the logging would be minimal, but it's really the principle of it, that this, again, this 517 hectares was set aside in 1997 to be protected, because the people in the Squamish area valued the cliffs, and they valued the hiking opportunities and just the natural splendor of that area. And it also would be, it already, this is a park that is very heavily used. You have tens of thousands of users, and that's great. We want to get people out into the wilderness. We want to get people into our provincial parks. But you'd also have thousands and thousands and thousands of additional people if the gondola goes through. And again, we in an appropriate location, the Wilderness Committee wouldn't even be involved in this discussion. And the reason why we're involved in the discussion is because the company wants to remove land from a Class A provincial park, the Squamish Chief Provincial Park, and we're opposed to that flat out. We don't like the precedent it sets that when you start removing land at the behest of a developer, then do you start accommodating logging companies? Do you start accommodating mining companies? That might seem far-fetched, but it really is the thin edge of the wedge, and we need to hold firm that those boundaries were created after years of public consultation. It was a relatively recently established park, and development pressures are only going to continue to grow on our park system. Mm. And so the provincial government needs to stand firm. And as I was saying earlier, at the very, very, very least, BC Parks owes it to the people of this province, and they especially owe it to the people of Squamish and the surrounding area to have a full, fulsome public consultation about this proposal and the impact that it would have to the Squamish Chief Provincial Park and the precedent that it would set.
Let's talk about the Class A park then, because I'm a big user of the parks, and
yeah.
I've been to a lot of different parks, and I know there are, you know, there's some things which are sort of preserves, and there
yeah.
are, you know, B-level parks, but a Class A park is meant to be something that is really something special. So what would set a Class A park aside from other parks?
Well, it's the highest degree of protection, and you definitely shouldn't be having development opportunities within that park. And if a government is saying, here we have a Class A park, the highest degree of protection that we afford provincial parks in the province, and yet we're going to allow a development company, Sea to Sky Gondola Corporation, to apply to remove land right from within the park, then you have to say, okay, what? Why do we have Class A parks? Why are we setting aside protected areas if it means that protected areas can be changed? And I'm not saying at the whim of a developer, but when there's huge development pressures in the Sea to Sky corridor, that you know that area has changed dramatically in the last 15 years, and even more dramatically in the last 50 years, and development pressures are only going to continue to grow. And what the worry is that you have developers that will say, come on, we just want to take out a couple hectares, we just want to put a kilometer long gondola line through the park, and then you're going to have other development pressures in a couple of years. You're going to have someone that's going to say, you know what, we'd like to have a lodge in a park, or you know what, we have a logging area that's situated to the boundary of another park, and we'd like to log in that. Can we have a boundary adjustment? And it really is a slippery slope. And parks were created for a purpose. Just 14% of British Columbia is set aside in provincial parks. And we need to hold firm that the government has just gutted the budget for BC Parks. We have half the staff that we had 20 years ago when the park system was 50% smaller in size. And so parks are provincial parks under threat in a variety of ways. It was astounding, actually. I did a Freedom of Information request last year, and we're down to just 10 full-time park rangers in all of British Columbia. And, of course, we have 1,000 parks and protected areas, so just 10 full-time rangers, which is nearly unbelievable. And there was another round of cuts, and the cuts removed, and there's more rangers that are hired during the summer, but the cuts were removing park ranger vehicles. It even got to the point that park rangers didn't have enough money to be able to buy toilet paper to put into outhouses that were in parks. They didn't have money for lug nuts to repair dangerous bridges that emergency vehicles were using. And so within this context, we have a provincial government that's turned their back on a park system that's taken over 100 years to develop and that the people of BC are very proud of. And you're always going to have developers knocking on the door of the government and knocking on the door of BC Parks saying, we want a boundary adjustment. We want land taken out of the park. And we need the government to hold firm. Parks are created typically after long, arduous, heated public processes. And the Squamish Chief Provincial Park was no different. And so they need to respect the fact that the community at that time decided that this is going to be a Class A park. It was going to be afforded one of the highest degrees of protection, and they need to respect the fact that there was a boundary created around that 517-hectare park and not succumb to development pressures. And that's one of the reasons why the Wilderness Committee is so concerned, because we think, you know what, an appropriately situated gondola might not be a bad idea, but it's a bad idea if you're going to be removing land from a Class A provincial park. And it's a bad idea because it impacts the park, but predominantly it's a bad idea because of the precedent it sets, and it shows that the government is opening the doors to changing park boundaries at the behest of developers, and that's a big concern.
Yeah, and I guess you have to think that if a Class A park is created,
yeah,
is because there are beautiful natural environment and therefore tourist opportunities. So those are going to be the places that would be the most ideal for development. So so if the Class A park doesn't stand, then you don't have much to protect it.
Yeah, and there was a big issue, and this is a government that's really trying to get out of managing BC's parks, and it starved them for funding, it starved them for staffing. And about 60 years ago, they decided that they wanted to have lodges and resorts within park boundaries. And of course, once you start managing parks for a financial bottom line, it starts to interfere with managing them for an ecological bottom line. And so again, it was done with no public consultation, and that seems to be a hallmark of this government when it comes to the management of BC parks. And people in the province said, no, you know, you can have lodges and resorts outside of parks, on the boundaries of parks, where they'd benefit local communities, but no, you do not need to have lodges and resorts within park boundaries, coming in, you know, with road networks, coming in with transmission lines and sewage needs and a whole host of concerns. And so I think it's incumbent upon people in British Columbia, and we know people feel very strongly and very proudly about our park system, but we have to be guardians for that park system, and we have to make sure that when developers come knocking on the door, that they stay out of the park system, because if we succumb on the Squamish Chief Provincial Park, I'm worried about what that means for other parks, and that developers will always have... they're always going to be waving cash, and they're always going to say, hey, this is an amazing opportunity for the local community. And we're saying, well, that's great, it's an amazing opportunity, but let's keep it out of a protected area. Let's keep it out of a Class A provincial park. And again, I was so amazed that the proponent said, you know, look, we've done lots of consultation. And they may well have. They may well have done lots of consultation with the city of Squamish. But this is a BC park. This is owned by the people of this province. And BC Parks is supposed to represent our interests, and they're supposed to stand up for the protection of our park system. And they haven't engaged in any public consultation. And if you even go to the BC Parks website and you hit on the Squamish Chief Provincial Park page, you see nothing on that page that tells you, hey, by the way, a developer has approached the BC government to take land out of the park. And do you want to get involved? Do you want to make comment? There's nothing on that page. And that's another thing that, as an environmentalist, concerns me. This is a public park. The public should be consulted about proposed changes to that park.
So you said there has been no public consultation through
yeah.
the parks as of yet. And
yeah.
is there any intended process other than just an application by the developer to the park?
Yeah, my understanding is that BC Parks said they have no intention of engaging, doing public consultation or having public meetings. On the boundary adjustment, and that's again taking land out of the park, and the proponent wants to start construction in September of this year.
Oh my God!
So time's very short.
So what can people do?
Well, what I would suggest that people do is contact Terry Lake. He's the provincial minister of the environment. He's in charge of BC Parks, and let him know how you feel about protecting BC's parks. And I would say not only how you feel about a gondola bisecting the Squamish Chief Provincial Park, but also how you feel about the fact that parks need proper funding. We're one of the worst funded park systems in North America. We're one of the only park systems in North America that doesn't have government-funded interpretive programs. And we have a park system, and again, the FOI showed it last year, that's falling apart at the seams. So not only do we need the government and Minister Terry Lake to do the right thing by the Squamish Chief Provincial Park, but we need them to do the right thing in making sure that we have adequate rangers on the ground and that we have a properly funded park system, and that's just not happening right now. And I don't have Minister Lake's contact information in front of me at this moment, but what I would suggest to people, you can just Google Minister Terry Lake and his contact information will come up. And a letter, governments consider a letter, especially if it's not a form letter, to represent 500 people who feel the same way. So it really carries a huge amount of weight when people take the time to write a letter. It doesn't have to be handwritten, or make a phone call or send an email, that we live in a democracy. Parks were created for the people of this province, and they were created to be protected from development pressures. And we need to make sure that our park system is, alive and functioning now and in 100 years, and that means we need to be vigilant as the public.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Bye now.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Gwen Barley. She's the Policy Director with the Western Canada Wilderness Committee. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.